This recording, Argentina 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive.
The Rainbow Passage. When the sunlight strikes, raindrops in the air. They act as a prism and form a rainbow. The rainbow is a division of white light into many beautiful colors. This takes the shape of a long round arch, with its path high above, and its two ends apparently beyond the horizon. There is, according to the legend, a boiling pot of gold at one end. People look, but no one ever finds it. When a man looks for something beyond his reach, his friends say he is looking for the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. I was born in Buenos Aires, Argentina, and I lived there most of my life, went to school there, and went to the university there. Most of my friends are there. I lived in other places. I lived in southern Argentina for some time, close to the mountains in the border to Chile, on the border with Chile, which is a very, very beautiful area, and I would like to live there if I could, but I think I live in Buenos Aires just because all my friends and my family are there. I learned English in Buenos Aires in a school that was founded by Scottish people, so most of my teachers were Scots for a while. And then, like in high school, it was more mixed. There were some people that studied in Canada, and some Scottish people, and one or two Brits, and some Argentinians that have learned English in different places. I came to the U.S. when I was 16 as a foreign exchange student, and I lived here for 3 months in Baltimore, Maryland. Then, after I graduated from the university, and I worked for like a year and a half or so, I took off for 3 months and I traveled through Europe, so I spoke English with a lot of people from different places in the world. And I know my accent changed then. I don't know what happened to it, but it did change. And then I went back home and I worked some more for like another year and a half or so, and then I took off again and I traveled for like 5 months through Europe again. So probably my accent changed again. And then I came to the U.S., to Lawrence, Kansas, and I've been here for almost 3 years. I lived in Galicia, Spain, for a year. I hope I go back home soon.